Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf, Nun Dalet, Baba Basra 154. Today's Daf Yomi tells us about an incident that happened in Bnei Brak. So the incident that happened was Mais b'Bnei Brak. There was a person in Bnei Brak. What happened was, Be'echad shemachar b'nechzayav, if somebody came along and sold his father's real estate to somebody else, his father had died, and after this person sold it, but before the people were purchasing it, took possession of it, Umais, that person who sold it had died, and so the people who bought it had a contract that they bought it, but it had not yet reached into their possession. So they came with the contract to come and claim the property that they had bought. They came to take this from the relatives of the deceased person. And so when they came, Ba'u b'nei mishpacha v'iraru, the family objected, the relatives of the person who died objected, and they said he was incapable of selling it because katan haya, he was a minor when he died, and so therefore we know that a minor is not able to sell real estate. A minor can sell metaltel and movable objects, but not real estate. And so therefore, since he's unable to sell it, it's an invalid sale. So they came and they asked the Gadol Ador in Bnei Brak, that was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the ruling rabbi there, and they asked Rabbi Akiva, Mao Levodko. They wanted to ask Rabbi Akiva, can we open up his grave and check this person who's deceased and see if indeed he has the simonim, if he has the signs of being an adult? Does he have the halacha signs, which are two hairs on his genitalia? So if that would be the case, then he would be considered to have been a valid sale. Otherwise, it would be considered a minor, and it's not a valid sale. So they wanted to know if they could open up the grave after they had buried him. So Rabbi Akiva responded, no, you can't do it. First of all, he says, Amalem iatem reshayim lenav. Well, first of all, you're not allowed to desecrate his body. And why is this a desecration? So Rav Yosef Engels explains that because the verse says in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 23, so in Nivwasa Wawa 8, you're not allowed to even leave a dead body hanging on a tree. And so therefore, you're not allowed to desecrate a dead body. And furthermore, you're nullifying the obligation to bury the person, because when you open up the grave, you're nullifying his burial. So that's the first explanation. You're not allowed to desecrate his body. And second of all, even if you opened up the grave and you looked at him, what would it accomplish? Because after a person dies, we know that there are changes that happen to the physicality of the body, because says Rabbi Akiva, simanim asuyim l'shtanos l'achar misa. After death, we know that the body changes, and so therefore it's not an indication of whether or not he was a minor or whether he was an adult. And so therefore Rabbi Akiva said you cannot open up the body. So that's our sugya. Our sugya is basically talking about that you're not allowed to open up the grave because it will be what's called nivul ames, so a desecration of the body. And our poskim discuss several cases in which there were questions where they wanted to open up the body, open up the grave after the death, and to determine something, to determine relevant information. And in different cases, the post can rule differently. So what are some of these cases? So one case, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid ruled Bishas Maisa. What happened was they buried a person, and then there was a whole to-do. People said, we're concerned that you're supposed to be buried with your hands facing out, and we were concerned that his hands were not straight. And so Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid ruled that because there was such a big tumult there, and it was really just after they buried him, he said, so therefore, since it's basically B'shas Ma'isa, at that moment, he allowed them to reopen the grave. That's Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Let's say the Minchas HaLazer was brought the following case, that somebody had said before he dies that he wants to be buried with his writings and his Chidushei Torah, his insights into the Torah, but they forgot to do it. So now they came to the Minchas HaLazer and they said to him, can we open up the grave after the fact and put his writings into his coffin with him? And so he said, no, you're not allowed to do that, but what you could do is, he suggested, open up under the tombstone, because we know the tombstone is considered like part of the grave, and that way you'll be able to fulfill his wishes and his will. Another question that came before the Avni Zikaron was about a Rachmano Tzlan, a child who was 18 months old, that he died, and they buried him, and they forgot when they were doing the Tahara, when they were doing the purification of his body, the ritual washing of his body, before they buried him, they forgot to pour the water onto him. So they really forgot to do a proper Tahara, and so they asked the question to the Avni Zikaron whether or not they were allowed to open up the grave in order to do a proper tahara. And Avnei Zikaron responded, as long as he had not been buried, then of course you're allowed to do a proper tahara and to correct the tahara that was not done properly. But since he's been buried, you're not allowed to open up his grave to bury him properly. Another case that came before the Natas Arik was about a Jewish person who was buried before they knew exactly who he was. They weren't certain who he was. And so now after the burial, the people wanted to determine whether or not it was this person who was buried. And so that was the question that came before him. Can we open up the grave to determine exactly who's buried there? And so he ruled in those circumstances that you're not allowed to. But his reasoning is significant, because he said, first of all, you're not allowed to desecrate a person for no reason, and what would we gain out of knowing that he is buried there? And secondly, you wouldn't be able to prove that really this is the person buried there, because as we learned from our Gemara, that the simanim of a person change after their death. So that would mean, however, that if we had a good reason to open up the grave, for example, to determine whether or not, whatever it is, if there was a valid reason to open it up, and if we have today proper forensic ability to determine if that was really the person who's buried, then that would seem to be an indication that it would be permitted to open up a grave under those circumstances to determine if the right person was really occupying that grave.